No people should possess another people. And though we are not physical property as we were in the days of chattel slavery, we are virtually still the property of the American or white man race. Is that a fact or not? Well, what he asked is to let us go. And most of us think it meant that there was a town, Egypt, or city, Egypt, and actually Pharaoh, Moses, and his people went outside of that city to a promised land. No! They didn't go outside of the city to no promised land and no physical progression. It wasn't no miles, physical miles that were counted. He went out ideologically. He moved out of the ideology of Egypt into the ideology that was suitable for his own people. That was the movement outward. And we have failed to come out of the ideology of the white man that we have never mastered. That we have never mastered. That we have never been allowed to master. We have failed to come out of his ideology into an ideology that serves our life and our life needs. Time to come out. We're beginning to see the interest waking up and the work started on forming an ideology to contain the life and serve the life purposes of the African-American man.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Thomas Stonewall.
That's right.
Educator in California, who once I thought, working as a professor too of Amherst College, as a visiting professor in Amherst College. He's one of us. But he's studying the African-American social problem, his social life, his social problem, his economic life, his economic problem. And he's writing his discovery and also suggesting a direction for coming out of the problem. It's coming.
Yes,
then we have black psychologists, Dr. Naeem Akbar, and others who are studying the cultural life from the standpoint of psychology.
Yes,
and they're suggesting too a way of structuring an ideology, a way into a cultural life that will sustain the African-American man. So it's coming!
Right?
It's coming! But let me tell you, when they get there, they'll be followers of the Quran and the Sunnah of the Prophet and Imam Wadhuddin Muhammad. Because what I see them fabricating will not stand. They're going to have to take more and more of what I am discovering from Quran and the Sunnah of the Muhammad. In fact, whether they acknowledge it or not, Dr. Naeem Akbar, he is influenced by the heat of my son. Yes, because he used to be black in blackness. Now he's black in the light. Yes, he used to be the same black man. He was the same black man and a doctor with a doctorate degree in psychology. And he was talking black talk, but not like he's talking now. His talk changed. And it's because God blessed the honorable imam that I respect, W.D. Muhammad. Yeah. That's the truth. Allah, God of the universe, bless Imam W.D. Muhammad, my leader. My imam. Say, well, how can you be your own leader and your own imam? I'm following the best of myself. I'm following that part of myself that works against the weakness of myself. I'm following that part of myself that say, obey Allah's word and obey his messenger. I'm following that spirit in me. So I have to tell you the truth. That's been my leader. I chose Prophet Muhammad because that leader in me required that of me. Praise be to Allah. So I go now again to Joseph. I hope I'm not holding you too long. Look at the circumstances of Joseph. Joseph was a younger brother. Aren't we the younger brother? No, don't get spooky and crazy. Say, hey, you know what's in the Holy Quran, what's in the Bible? That's us, brother. No, that's other people. But the example is for all time. That's why it was recorded and put in everlasting scripture. Because it's a lesson for all time. Just as those people fell into that situation, in time, other people will fall into the same situation and become the same type and will require the same answer. So in this day and time, we're Joseph. Not having acceptance among his own brothers. And any of you who think that Muslims abroad, I'm talking about the community now. Any of you who think Muslim nations and Muslim people abroad accept us, even after we have declared ourselves Sunni Muslims, if you think they have accepted us, you are making a big mistake. They have not accepted us. They're watching us. And they still would like to sell us into slavery. But not the same kind of slavery. They would like to sell us now into a holy state. A holy slavery. Yes. A slavery where we just follow the trivial things of the religion, the cosmetic things of the religion, and they hold the substance so they can stand over us. But it's too late! Too late! Yes, Joseph had been guided. And he's seen great things. He has become an analyst. An interpreter. He can solve problems now himself without help from his brother. Too late. Ain't no dominating us. Too late. God has freed us to establish us in the same dignity that other communities have. It's coming. You all should be able to see it now. And it's going to get bigger and bigger and better and better.
That's right.
Yes, so his circumstances were similar to ours. Sold into slavery by his own people. Yes. Anytime, now I know that back history, when we were in Africa, it was our people and Muslims who went after dollars and didn't care about the crimes they were committing, who helped get us over here in the white man's clutches or in the white man's hand as the property of the South, property of the slave system and plantation life. Yes, they had their part in it. So I'm not saying that when they wrote that they were writing about us, but God has caused to be written a lesson to serve a situation that was like that back there whenever that situation arises or come about. So the situation has come about again. So now if we want to address a real model of what the Bible and what the Quran is talking about, the best model we can find is us. Not another race. Us. All right. So, whatever was the answer for Joseph in his situation, if our life pattern and our life development show that of a parallel, we find a parallel that, yes, these developments are similar. These conditions are similar. These circumstances are similar. Then also the solution should be similar. And what was the solution? Joseph did not go into Egypt and learn psychology from the Egyptian psychologist. God inspired him, gave him vision, some inspiration. It was God's gift to him to look into the nature of things and come up with explanation for their functioning, whether it was good or bad. Huh? And when the big chief heard of his talent, they were just amazed. Oh, look at this. Look at the talents of Joseph. Say, we need that kind of help. That man shouldn't be in prison. Let that man out of prison. Bring him up here so he can help us doctor on our problem. So they brought him up out of prison. How did he rise? He didn't rise by applying their science. He rose up among them by applying the science that God had opened his eyes to. Now, we are in America. We ain't gonna never rise up applying the knowledge that the white man has given his people. We have to rise up upon the knowledge that God has given all people and have granted us to see with our own eyes. And has given us the vision, the perception to recognize it and recognize how it is to be applied. Then we take that knowledge and use it for ourselves. And use it for our friends. And use it for those who need help. And our ability to solve problems and to cure where their cures and medicines have failed will give us esteem in their eyes, though from the beginning they esteemed us to be something of no worth. That's Joseph's story. That's Joseph's story. But it fits us. So if you see what I'm saying, I'm addressing Moses and his people's situation, and I'm relating it to us and our situation, and I'm saying that the answer is not to rise up or to get free on the strength of their knowledge, but to come into knowledge by your own effort, with God's help, by your own effort, and establish your own knowledge. Structure your solution for your problems. And come into the security of that knowledge, of that light. And come out of the dependency on their ideologies and their like. Because their ideas and their ideas and their sciences and their everything were structured to serve them, their situation, their life purposes, their life needs. You are a peculiar and unique problem here in America. Their knowledge is not for you. Their knowledge will not save you. Their knowledge will just bring you among them, but you will still not be free. You won't be free. They can give you all of their psychology. They can give you all of their political sciences. They can give you all of the knowledge that they got. And you can go in with them and use it, and you can see the universality of their knowledge, but you still won't be the doctor that they are on social problems and community problems. You will know how to heal them, but you will not know how to heal yourself. I believe what I'm saying is coming through loud and clear. They say, well, who are you to come up with an ideology? Now, the Christian black may say that. Or the non-Muslim. Who is he now? Yeah, where did he study? He ain't got no degree. He's not educated. He's not eloquent. He's not that articulate. He makes grammatical mistakes. And the man come up here with a degree, he can make all kind of grammatical mistakes. And you won't recognize one of them.
Right.
His degree blinds you to all of his thoughts.
Yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Yes. So, you know, if the white man system or society doesn't popularize one of us, we don't recognize him. Say, has he been on 60 Minutes? Has he been on Johnny Carson? Oh, he ain't nothing. He ain't nothing. You don't need to listen to that nigga. He ain't got nothing to say. If they put me on 60 Minutes, you'll be alive for 6 hours. They ain't gonna put me on no 60 Minutes. Unless I agree to not say anything. You got to put me before 60,000 people. Yeah. They ain't gonna do it. They ain't gonna heal us. They ain't gonna create an opportunity for us to heal ourselves. We're gonna have to create the opportunity for the healing of our people. God has given us the medicine and the health and the courage, the spirit. Why should we now continue to wait on good fortune? No, God has given us vision, spirit, ability, faith. We don't have to wait for good fortune. We make good fortune. You make good fortune. So they were told, enter the city, but not by one door, but by various doors. And Allah says in this Quran, He is the one who gives without counting. There ain't no 7 to get us in. No. Ain't no 10 to get us in. No 5 to get us in. No 8 to get us in. No. No 12 to get us in. No. He's the one who gives without counting. Pick up key number 1. Turn it. If it's the best one to use for this situation. Key number 3, if it's the best one, and key number 3 will open most doors. See what I'm saying? It's the best situation. Pick up key number 5, pick up key number 7, whatever the situation calls for. Key number 12, 16, 15, whatever it calls for. I'm thinking about using key number 60. That's a powerful key. Key number 60. Powerful key. And He gives without counting. He opened many ways for us. But our purpose should be the same. And that is to live the good life God requires of His creature. And to go into the future that He has shown to us. And what is the future? Islamic democracy. Universality. Freedom to grow into the dimensions of His universe. Limitless boundaries. Come up to one, you think that's the end. God say, no, that's not the end. Huh? Say, that's not the end. Say, ask the astronomer. If you think that's the end. The astronomer say, no, that's not the end. Say, when I wrote that was the end of the universe, that was before I looked and saw a new nebulae forming. Say, no, there's another system forming out there, and the boundary has been extended so that this creature will always have opportunity to discover more potential. Yay! That's what makes a white man master. He's never pessimist when he understands the opportunities his Lord has created for him. No matter what his circumstances may be now, he said, God has given me this potential, and he has created a field out there for my experiences, for my inquiry, for my utility.
That's right.
He has rendered as utility whatever you see in the heaven and whatever's in the earth. Yes. And he says that God is not rested. Hey, he created the earth in 6 days. On the seventh day, he rests. No. No Sabbath in Ellis Law. Ain't no rest. Say, oh, my devotees, I am a worker. Work you in your places. Yes. God is not rested. God is continuously working. See, he is always in a new and wondrous thing. Huh? Kulli yom man. Every day he's in a new endeavor, creating new wonders. So how can you ever discover them all and rest when God is eternal and continuously expanding the wondrous field for man to explore? You have to come into that mind. And when you begin to think like that and have an interest in that kind of scope, the small man just disappears. And a new man stands up. That doesn't worry about the color of skin. The texture of his hair. He see that as foolishness. Man talking about he's black. And I'm better than you. You white. You burn in the sun. You get cancer of the skin if you expose yourself to too much direct sunlight. My hair is better than yours. It cushions the blow.